Okay, so we're picking up with Hilchos Pesach. We're going to discuss or finish up the idea of Bedikas Chametz, a few more halachas, a few more things that are nogea for us. And Mirtz Hashem tomorrow we'll pick up with halachas of Erev Pesach. So in terms of, we mentioned yesterday, the Ramah has two opinions whether or not someone needs to put out bread when he looks for his chametz on the night of the 14th. The first opinion says that you don't need to put out the bread. Why not? Because the whole idea is just to look for the chametz. So if you don't find anything, that you still did the mitzvah. So you still make a bracha, no problem whatsoever. However, the Ramah quotes another opinion, which he thinks is the one that you should follow, lechatchila at least, definitely, ideally, is to put out some bread. And this way it would avoid the problem of saying a bracha levatala, saying a bracha in vain if you didn't find any chametz. And that seems to be the minhag olam. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that really the ikar din is like the main shita is that you don't necessarily need the bread. So if a person's stuck and you have no bread, you could still make the bracha, seemingly according to the Mishnah Berurah. And how many bread crumbs do you have to put out? So ideally, it should add up to a kezias, all the pieces that you're putting out, but not each individual piece should be a kezias. Why not? Because that's just a practical thing. Because if you can't find it, then you really have a problem. Because if you don't, that's always happened. Someone can't find one of the pieces that you put. So if it's more than a kezias, you really have a problem. The bittel, you really should have to check a lot more until you really try to find it. So that would be the suggested idea is to take pieces and based on the Arizal, there's dafka an idea of putting 10, connected to Sfiros, the Alpi Kabbalah, and I think that's the accepted minhag a lot of people do is put out 10 pieces of bread. Again, each one being a kezias, and another just a practical thing is probably put in a Ziploc or something in a little bag so you make sure you don't get the crumbs everywhere because it's nighttime, it's harder for you to see, you're going to get the crumbs. So the suggestion would be to put out 10 pieces that would individually not be a kezias, but the 10 itself would add up to an olive amount to a kezias. That's the first halacha. Second halacha I want to discuss over here is there a chiyuv, is there a requirement to check for less than a kezias? Let's say you know you have crumbs somewhere, and it's accessible, not like under the fridge that we discussed yesterday, but you know that there might be crumbs somewhere. Do you have a chiyuv or not to do the bedika on that? So there are those who hold that there is no chiyuv to check less than a kezias. That's what a lot of people hold. However, and then what would you do there? You're going to do the bittels we're going to discuss. You announce it ownerless because it's crumbs anyway. It's something you don't really care about. However, there are those who hold a lot of opinions, really a lot of shitas that hold that even less than a kezias, you would have to check and you would have to try to get rid of them. Again, the circumstances this year might lead for kulas. You would have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi for what they would hold on that. I know that some came out, and I think a Belzerdayan came out. You could be more makel this year on the less than a kezias. But again, I'm not passing the shaila. You would have to ask your rav in terms of what does he think. Does he think that one was allowed to be makel in places you think might be crumbs? You sure know that there aren't going to be kezias. Do you have to go checking every single little thing over there? In a normal year, it is kedai. Yisrael Kadoshim, and we go after every little piece of chametz. But this year, again, might be an exception because of the situation that many people are finding themselves with a lot of watching the children and having a lot less time to take care of the things in the house. So that's this halacha over here. What happens if chametz had gone into the room after you did bedika already? So let's say your child had a bag of chips and you realize or crackers and you took it into the room. So the halacha is anywhere he brought it in, you would have a chiyuv to check them again, which is why it's recommended to make sure that the 10 pieces of bread you put them far away from any children who can take them anywhere, and put them somewhere where no one's going to access them, where you know where they'll be the next day, in order that you can burn them the next day. What happens again if we mentioned if you didn't check on the night of the 14th, then you would have a chiyuv to check that next morning and do the bittel if it's before the 6th. Hour, after the 6th hour, we're going to discuss another time, maybe it's too late, and that's the point. Now, into the bitul chametz. So what is the idea of bitbatal the chametz? Bitul chametz is saying that you don't want any possession of the chametz that you are getting rid of, and you don't want it anywhere, whether you know about it or not, whether you see it or not. That's the nusach. So the ikr nusach... Sorry, the Ikar Nusach is written in the Seder, is written in Aramaic. So that's the Lashon, but if a person doesn't understand it, which a lot of people don't necessarily understand it, really the Ikar Din is that a person should be saying it in the Lashon that he understands. So I know my father every year he says it in English, as that really should be, because you should say it, you could always say it in the regular Nusach, but afterwards say it in whatever language you understand, whether most people it's going to be English, so then say it in English afterwards to make sure you understand what you're saying. But the post can point out, if you know the concept of what you're trying to do, is declaring all of your chametz that you don't know about, and you're not selling to the goy, you're declaring it ownerless, so then that would be sufficient, even if you don't fully understand the Nusach. But again, a person should be trying to do it in the language that he understands, and that would be the best thing to do. Okay, just one last halacha, I meant to say it earlier, but I'll say it now, is that what about checking books or svarim that someone uses. So there's a big machlokas about the Chazon Ish held that one does have to check all of his svarim. But however, many poskim hold that you do not. Rav Moshe Feinstein held, and Shlomo Zalman, they hold that you do not need to check svarim. However, even those, Rav Moshe himself, who said that you don't have to check svarim, if you plan on using them during Pesach, especially you're going to use them while you're eating or bringing them on the table where you're eating food, so then for sure you would have to check any sefer, any book that you plan on using throughout the course of Pesach, even those who are mekel, not to check every single book that's in your shelf. So that would be in the Logea Lamaisa, is a person should be checking any book or any sefer that he plans on using during Pesach. I know Nevinsel has a separate shas, the very machmir and Hichlas Pesach for himself, that's his own halacha, but he has his own shas, probably used more than 99% of people's world shas, but he has his own shas, own sefer just for Pesach. But again, that is a chumrah, but the person should be checking any sefer that he plans on using during Pesach. Okay, adkan for today.